Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going tonight to Israel and Iran or to the ball game?
Let's see. What do I want to be? Fordo or Target Field? I'm going Target Field.
Okay, that's a good choice.
Q and I are going.
Beautiful night.
Beautiful really night. Play. Beautiful ballpark. Twins are playing terrible. No other way around it. We're going to get into a little bit of the Rocco conversation later. But we're starting Israel-Iran because it's, again, by far the biggest story on the planet. And I think if you're hosting the show and you talk politics like we do, it'd be kind of derelict of our duty to not talk about it. Let's get this one out of the way, okay? And maybe we'll go a little bit, because the bigger situation is the ceasefire. And will it last? And if it lasts, as a story I saw today suggested, can everyone view themselves as a winner? If the ceasefire holds and lasts, can the USA, can Israel, and somehow can Iran view themselves as a winner? Because they're the X factor in that conversation. Is that fair?
Yes. I mean, Israel could be an X factor too, let's be honest.
Yep. So let's get to that in a moment. Let's get this out of the way. Do you have the audio? Because I am the one who yesterday pointed out that, again, Donald Trump, commander-in-chief, is a perpetual bully. Because he is. Mm-hmm. Spent his whole life. He's at it again today. Stupid AOC and all this stuff. Yesterday, intentionally called a gay man, instead of his name, Anderson, called him Allison. People think it's funny. Oh, it's a joke. No, it's not. It's gross. It's second grade material. And the president of the United States, in the middle of negotiating a ceasefire, and I'm not exaggerating, had time to tweet out Alison Cooper instead of Anderson Cooper, because the networks were following his lead guy, General Kane, who said Sunday morning in a tremendous press conference where he gave a lot of information, and it's not just me, this Colonel David Hunt said the same thing I was incredibly impressed by. Said, we're still going to need, when I think maybe even they quoted the president, because what did the president say? Complete and total obliteration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man's never offered up hyperbole before, right?
Never happens.
Never has happened.
No.
So, who knows? Maybe he's right. I don't know at that point. I have no idea. And so one of the reporters says, is that true? And the general said, we're going to need multiple days to find out the severity of the damage. It's a very reasonable response.
Yes.
It's not ripping the president. He said it's just going to take a bit of time. And listen, if the decision was made, and it was, let's hope they were successful. Okay? Let's hope everything wasn't moved. But the president's very mad that individuals, and some, he's probably right. There are some on the left who, you know, he could do everything right and they would never, ever not rip him. So he sends out that bullying text, Allison Cooper. It's just gross. So, and he does this. I mean, think about it. I mean, I could give you, honestly, if I said, I give you hundreds of times. Mocking the military, mocking John McCain. Just, that's among the top reasons why I would never vote for the guy. He's lacking of moral character. But then today, consider all the stuff he says on a regular basis. Some people are just apoplectic about the end of this soundbite. So we're going to give you, what, the full 50-some seconds?
No, 40, 42 seconds.
Okay, just the lead up as he made himself available to the press, leaving the White House, headed for this NATO summit in the Netherlands, and also made himself available on Air Force One. But here's part of a very frustrated Donald Trump.
Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. I do. I don't remember another time Donald Trump, President of the United States, has used the F word when he's answering reporters. Some networks may have carried that live. It wasn't as if it's a formal press conference. It's not like he's sitting at the Oval Office. And he's ticked off. He's ticked off. And you know who he's most ticked off right there? Isn't it pretty clear? Israel. He's calling out Israel. He's saying, hey, Bibi, I used the B-2. I used the bunker buster. He is of the belief, Trump, that he's obliterated it. And now he's negotiated a ceasefire using Qatar and others, not just him, but he's the president, so gets the blame and credit. That's part of it. And so he's ticked off. So he has the audacity when he's ticked off, and God knows what he was tweeting or social media in the middle of the night. Only person on the planet right now sleeping less than me is Donald Trump. And he says the F word. And again, if he was using the F word on a regular basis in front of cameras, I get it. It's the only time. You want to disagree with policy? Go at it. You want to disagree with this constant bullying? Go at it. And I do often. And I point it out here. But a one-time use of the F word when he's trying to stop what's happening in Israel and Iran, when he's played a significant part in it, and now he thinks he's going to create peace? Maybe naively? I don't think. It's not like I think all of a sudden we've solved the Middle East. But if Iran suffered serious damage with their nuclear capabilities, and Israel's achieved a lot, and he thinks both are willing to stop, and Israel is the one who won't relent, and he's just ticked off and in a moment uses the F word. I find it absurd that this is where you're drawing the line in criticism towards Donald Trump as a guy who criticizes him fairly regularly. The F word. Obama, Biden, and Clinton, all well known for incessantly using the F word behind the scenes. And I get this wasn't behind the scenes, but this is a gaggle. And if you don't think Obama, Biden, and Clinton used the F word in front of reporters, I just stop clutching your pearls on this one. What do you want to say?
Just because it was in front of the media, guess what? I would prefer the president of the United States, whoever it is, doesn't use it.
I get that.
But you're right. It's one time. And yeah, I'm kind of happy that a president, whether it's Trump or not, who negotiated a ceasefire that immediately is violated by whoever it was, doesn't matter, is ticked off. Show us you're ticked off. Show the world you're mad. And you know, if he had said they don't know what the hell they're doing, it gets the point across. He could say that. We don't have to bleep it. Fine. But, oh, well, he dropped an F-bomb. So what? Who cares? Yeah. Move on.
Let's debate a lot of things in his other bullying pattern. My God, you think that's even close to his homophobic comment yesterday? To me, it's not close at all.
No, but this is the newest, latest, shiny thing that we can all point to and say, see, Donald Trump, see?
Yeah, there's a lot more to me than that one. Okay, Brett McGurk and his background giving Donald Trump praise, and do you think there is a scenario where all three countries can say, okay, this worked out pretty good? We're going to get to Ask Adam Anything. We're going to get to Jamie Yuccas. We're going to get to lighter stuff. We'll get to Dean Phillips later. We got a lot for you. But we're talking about this right now, and you obviously can chime in anytime you want. 651-461-9226.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I saw this story. Is there a scenario out of this where the U.S., Israel, and Iran can all claim victory? Donald Trump and the government, his administration, if it turns out that there was significant damage, Dave, and we have the reporting that they haven't moved the main enrichment and everything else involved in the pursuit of the nuclear weapon, and this very uncertain ceasefire, shaky at best. Maybe we got to see it. Everybody hates everybody a little bit in this thing outside of the U.S. and Israel. And by the way, I don't know what percentage of the population in this country now hates Israel. The U.S., I could see it. Israel, sure. Bibi has wanted to attack this. I think his first words after he's born were, blow up Iran's nuclear capability. Not mommy, not daddy. Or also, his other words might have been, I'll keep breaking the law and then I'll keep winning so they can't arrest me.
It's a long sentence for an infant.
Yeah, that's impressive. That's impressive. Iran's way of claiming victory, Dave Harrigan, would have to be, okay, we responded. We went after CENT Command, where their main people are. And we save face with that. But then the other way they claim victory kind of diffuses America's victory, right? If they come out and say, nah, we moved this a few years ago and Fordo isn't what you think Fordo is. So can Iran genuinely claim victory if the whole point of the U.S. responding was to incapacitate their nuclear capabilities?
It's tougher for them. It's certainly tougher, but you're right. If we find out that maybe the damage wasn't nearly as severe as complete annihilation, destruction, whatever the word was. They moved everything. Or Iran can say, you know what? We heard what Putin said the other day of, hey, if they want nukes, they can have nukes. I guess that's a victory for them, too.
Yeah, I guess. And again, my point yesterday, and I'll say it again today. When all the intelligence from his own team was saying they weren't that close, the way, to me, they should have made the case is, yeah, we don't think they're on the verge, but we know what they're trying to do. And I will echo the words of Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden. Iran cannot have this sort of nuclear capability. Because you can find all those sound bites from those three.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we realized? Since their response to Hamas, Hamas is remarkably weakened. We saw Israel incredibly decimate Hezbollah, where Hezbollah, when people thought that battle with Israel was going to go on for maybe years, after about a month or so, Hezbollah said, okay, you win. The Houthis, USA jumped in. Clearly, Trump was stronger than Biden. And Israel had success. Then there's no Assad in Syria. And Russia's distracted with Ukraine. So if Trump makes the point, there is never going to be a better option. By the way, I forgot one other thing. Their air ground defenses are borderline eliminated. So if Trump says, yes, we don't think it's that close, but we know what they're trying to get. And I agree with Donald. I agree with President Obama. I agree with President Biden. I agree with, you know, Kamala, he would say, Harris again, just for racist purposes. Make the case that way. I think he would have brought a lot of people in. I really do. Now, in the intelligence, all the reporting was today, because of what the administration said, is they were going to show the latest classified information to Congress today. And then they canceled. It just raises the suspicion, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the White House agreed, and they did, to say, okay, we didn't let you know days ahead. And by the way, again, we can give you the long list of presidents, including many Democrats, who did not give Congress the final approval, including Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. So if you're going with the surprise attack, this is what's happened with resolutions and trying to twist and turn language. And many presidents have done it before Donald Trump. But if you're going to say outside, apparently Schumer, maybe when they were in the air, they might have told him. They tried Jeffers and they couldn't get a hold of him. I'm sure they really were trying hard, too. Seems to me they could have found a way to get a hold of the number two guy. I don't think he was completely, in a bunker himself. But if you're then going to say you're going to get info. We're going to show you exactly why we did this. And then you cancel it. You're asking the other side to say why. You're asking people in the center who are objective, who don't automatically love or hate other side, to say, okay, what would that intelligence show? And then why did you cancel today? But I'll give you somebody who, and I was drawn to this yesterday by a guy we used to have on a lot, Josh Koshar. And he's really good. And he pointed out, because I've watched Brett McGurk a number of times on CNN, and I did not see this soundbite. But Brett McGurk says this. This is about the best place we could be. I give extremely high marks to this national security team and President Trump for managing this. So you're thinking this is like Steve Bannon. This is Steve Miller. No, you know what Brett McGurk's last job was? He worked with Biden. And he was the main guy in charge of negotiations trying to get a ceasefire and hostages released with Hamas and Israel. He's worked with W. He worked with Obama, Trump before, and Biden. This is not an ideologue. This is a person in national security at the highest level who was so valued that he worked with W, Obama, Trump, and Biden. And for a long time with Trump, he left over, I think it was like a Syria difference, I forget, but he was there for multiple years. And when he says, objectively, with a lot of intel and intelligence about the after effects so far, this is about the best place we could be. I give extremely high marks to this national security team and President Trump for managing this. That's worth noting.
Mm-hmm. It's much the similar to what Colonel Hunt said yesterday on the
show. Colonel Hunt, who is never shy in criticizing or praising. What did he say?
Well, he's not been, as you said, not been shy at criticizing Donald Trump, the administration, certainly Pete Hegseth.
Says Pete Hegseth never should have had the job for a second.
And he said the execution from what he's seen, from the planning to, you know, having a little bit of a ruse mixed in there to actually getting the job done, was flawless.
Yeah. Highly complimentary. Highly. So I get it. There's a lot of things Donald Trump will continue to do that I will just not agree with. But sometimes you look around to really smart people and what they're saying, who might know it, and you should be open-minded. Don't just be in your only echo chamber, whether it's way to the right or way to the left. It's a novel concept. Ask Adam anything who has brought in food, and it's juicy. It's not dry as a bone. Thank you. Thank you. We need a lot of texts. We need a lot of info. We need a lot of calls. We need a lot of dirt for Ask Adam Anything. You got dirt on Carter? Let's go with it. Wouldn't you love to hear again some good dirt on Carter?
Good old South St. Paul dirt.
Yeah, I mean, this disgusting person was calling for a sex scandal.
Ugh.
I don't want a sex scandal involving him because that would gross the two of us out.
I need that.
But how about some dirt from the Rosemont neighbors, South St. Paul High School, some teachers? That'd be great. Or just make it up and we'll go with it. It doesn't have to be factual. We'll just say allegedly. 651-461-9226.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the text right now. We need more. We have a lot on Israel, Iran. I appreciate that. But let's get to Ask right now. What is Adam's go-to move when someone is tailgating him on the roadway? And most importantly, how does he verify the other driver speaks English? I don't get that part. Did I miss something?
Yes. We brought up the fact that the Trump administration trying to stiffening the penalties for that commercial drivers, truck drivers, should be able to speak.
Speak American?
American.
Yeah.
And I agreed with it. So.
Oh. Would you like just white males in this country?
Yeah,
did I,
exactly
Dave, did you
I
realize
said.
That this guy, Archie Bunker, had now joined us?
Yeah, it's very astute of you to say white males, too, because God knows how he feels about women behind the wheel.
Yeah, well, that's at least right on that one. When did you decide that women should not be allowed to drive? What year was that?
When I was in the back seat and Cheryl was driving.
Mom, please.
I do the hard break. No.
All right. What do you do? Somebody's tailgating you. You're not in the left lane, and it's driving you nuts. What's your move?
I just get over a lane, let the knucklehead go by me.
Every time. You. Every time. Just, that's okay. Sir, you're tailgating me. I understand you're acting like a jerk. I'll just move over. Come on. You hit the brake a little bit, don't you?
No. That's
never?
Dangerous. No.
Dave?
I wouldn't hit the brake. I'd ease off the gas.
Yeah, slow down.
Same thing, right?
No, very different.
No, the
I'm not saying hit the brake and you're going to cause
it. You said hit the brake. You literally said hit the brake.
Well.
Hit the bricks.
Adam, more of the text here. What is your greatest regret in your life so far, parenthetically, other than leaving Chad's show? Yeah. There's some truth to that.
Probably not. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
What were you going to say? You were going to say something there.
I'll just probably choose a different career path.
Yeah, you said this many times. Yeah. You are very good at what you do.
Thank you.
You co-host a show. You still flunkify on here. You're making a good living. Why is this?
I don't know. I just untapped resources, I guess, in my brain. I could have been a tremendous actor, I think.
Yeah. How did that one-act play work out last year?
No, it was a community. I was going to commit to joining like a community troupe.
True. Yeah, that was 2024.
Yeah. Didn't happen.
We still working on it? Too busy?
Yeah, you know.
I'd pay just to see the headshot he gave us.
Listen, how about this? Closed circuit. It had to be Ginny before, right? Ginny had to have the Chanhassen Dinner Theater.
Oh, sure.
Account. So I assume that means Mary has the Chanhassen Dinner Theater account. This seems like a no-brainer.
Cameo?
We could get you as somebody in a Chanhassen
right
Theater.
Yes. Greece until 2029,
Greece.
I think.
Yeah, it is Greece forever.
I could be one of the T-Birds, like not the, you know, not Danny or.
You're not going to play the Travolta role?
No, I'd be one of the other schlubs.
Well, how do you think those schlubs are going to feel when all of a sudden here he comes, mid-morning host, and he says, hey, one of you schlubs is out because I'm in. I think we could pull that off. Mary, let's go. Are mullets cool or dorky? I'm just reading all the texts here. The mullet, I have one topic for us. That's it. Mullets cool or dorky?
The young men have a look now. And it's kind of the perm slash mullet look, shaved sides,
you are
and then
correct.
Just the creeper mustache. There's a lot of those guys around. I don't mind it.
And it's the very light mustache, correct?
Yeah.
Where you can't really tell. And I think the closer you get, the more troubling it might be.
Yeah.
Dave, mullet, cool or dorky?
It's no good. The mullet's no good.
Never good?
No.
Never good. What if you have the hair a little longer, like, I don't know, maybe me?
I like that look.
And the hair flares out a little bit.
Yeah, you're
like
far from mullet, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm way far. And I'm getting the shortcut tomorrow.
Good. You need it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Adam, what is your favorite dip to double dip in? These are outstanding. We don't have any dirt on Adam yet, but these are all very,
I'll tell
very
you what,
good.
If I'm like the hell with the health kick, I want the canned Frito, like jalapeno cheddar dip.
Ooh.
You know, the gooey, that stuff. Ooh. And some of those big Fritos. That's a good combo. I double dip all day.
You need a couple cocktails in you for that one, don't you?
That's a good ice fishing.
Yeah. Snack. I think that's a beer snack.
Yeah, for sure.
That's not exactly.
Red wine.
I got my red wine. Yeah. I got my pinky out while I'm doing that. What is the great? I'm gonna jump in then because I saw this debate the other day on one of my silly threads. What's the greatest cracker? Either on its own or with a little accompaniment?
Ritz.
The Ritz cracker.
Yep.
I think you're a big Ritz cracker,
1,000% right.
So
versatile.
I think buttery, delicious.
Yes.
I think the Wheat Thin is better.
That's what. Man, it's close.
The Ritz holds up much better with cheese. You throw some cheese on it. The flavor of the
what
Ritz
kind of
with
wheat,
the cheese.
What kind of weak, feeble Wheat Thins
no,
are you
it's
getting?
A, it's not a physical thing. It's very heavy cheese.
Heavy
it's
cheese.
It's a flavor thing. The Wheat
I'm a heavy
Thin
cheese guy.
With the cheese is not a good flavor combination. Not nearly as good as Ritz with cheese.
Yeah. Which cheese?
Any cheese.
The I Wheat Thin and cheese. No. I had it yesterday.
Well, I'm sorry. You had a poor cracker
cheese. Well, and then one of the threads I was talking about, I sent the cheese. And then one buddy goes, like, those are cheese squares. You need a toothpick for those. Those are too big for the Wheaties. Okay, now, on its own, chicken and a biscuit is unbelievably underrated.
Chicken and a biscuit.
Good. And by the way, it's literally impossible. Just say, I'm going to have three or four chicken and a biscuit, right? So good.
Impossible to do that with any of the crackers we just mentioned. Nobody just goes gets a couple Wheat Thins.
The Ritz crackers kind of dull.
Oh, how dare you.
It's kind of the Mike Pence of crackers. Mother, you know, a lot of mother
it's
talk.
The Mike Pence, you know, fly walking.
I'll tell you what, right now, if you bring the chicken and a biscuit to the next ceasefire talks with Israel and Iran, and I think you solve the whole thing right there. Because their fingers are all, you know, they're licking their fingers. Who could touch a weapon at that point? More of Ask Adam Anything. Next, we need more of your text. 651-461-9226. What would you like me to discuss?
Where do you get your water from, Chad?
Aquarius. Again today. Now, I'm a water guy right from the get-go. You're a coffee guy, I assume. I assume you come down and have coffee.
I don't think it's an either-or decision.
Well, it is taste-wise, because one tastes good and coffee's disgusting.
What about coffee made with Connecticut?
Oh, well, it's better. For sure it's better, but I don't get it. But guess what? I am not hypnotized by big coffee. I have fought off big coffee. But if you're going to have big coffee, if you're addicted, go to Aquarius. Go to AquariusHomeServices.com and get the best drinking water system on the planet, the Connecticut drinking water system. I've had one in a home in lovely Plymouth since 1993. And I'm moving, and guess what? I'm going to have another Connecticut drinking water system. Right now you can save up to 25% on one of those great drinking water systems. But Aquarius is more than that. How about the water softener? How about that shower and your clothes? And how about just your utility room? Honestly, everything in your utility room, this family-owned company since 1987, they can help you out. I trust them completely. If they're going to my house, I don't have to be there. I believe in them that much. AquariusHomeServices.com. Dear Adam, why must you continually smuggle live lobsters from Cub and Rosemount out of the store in your pants? God, I would love that.
There's the restaurant, I don't know if they still have it, the Fireside, which is in Rosemount, not far from the Cub, has one of those lobster tanks where you can get the
pick
claw
out who you're killing.
Yeah.
Do you think the lobsters feel the pain, that debate?
Oh, I hope not, but
yeah,
they're so delicious.
They are. Dave, where do you stand on lobster?
It's not bad, but it is overrated.
I think it is overrated.
I think it
too.
Is too, slightly overrated.
You know,
crabs, a good lobster roll though. A good lobster roll.
I'm not a fan of lobster rolls. Too sweet.
How about a little lobster bisque?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just sounds good saying
bisque.
Bisque. Yeah. How about some cannabis bisque? When are we going to be able to smoke a joint in this state, by the way? When is that going to happen? I mean,
I'm pretty sure you can right now.
It happened not too long ago. At my
well,
house,
I know. Let me
Cheech
say,
and Chong.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's good. I didn't phrase that properly. What are we going to be able to buy the
flour?
What we put in the joint, the flour, on 2046?
I hope not that long.
It's absurd that this is taking this long. Steve is called in. Go ahead, Steve. You're on CCM.
Adam, do truck drivers, are they only able to eat American food?
I'm getting hammered for this.
I must have missed a very entertaining segment here. I mean, did you just go Make America Great Again earlier?
Not full mega.
So why does a truck driver, did you say they have to speak English? Did you say it has to be their primary language? What did you say?
Not their primary language. And I initially said fluent. I'm backing off on even fluency. Just enough to communicate with law enforcement or...
How about me when I drive? Do I have to know the language?
I don't think so.
But a trucker does, but not me.
Yeah.
How come?
I just think a commercial is another, like commercial, you're operating goods, you're shuffling around people. I just think it's a different standard.
Steve?
Steve's gone.
What do you think, Dave?
We have a lot of people in a lot of different jobs in this country, and their English isn't great.
I'm not saying it has to be great. I just efficient enough to do the job.
To understand.
I think we have Google Translate at this point.
I think we're fine. Would you like them shot if they, lined up like once a week, firing squad? Is that what
you're saying? Board them to another country where they're not even from. Yeah. Supreme Court says that's okay.
How is that possible? Honestly, how is that possible in the United States of America? I get it. If the criminals, get them the hell out of here. But you just get to randomly, here you go. Here comes Adam Carter, and let's spin the wheel.
Sudan.
If we just send you to Sudan, that is sheer madness. And again, that doesn't mean I'm open borders and let them all in. In fact, how would you feel if they stayed at your house? No. Send them back to the country they're from, or in particular, if there's an order, were they not allowed to go back there for their safety? Funny.
Follow it.
You can't send them there. I blame you, Harrigan.
I kind of like the idea, to be honest. Kind of brings a game show element to the whole thing.
Honestly, it wouldn't shock me if they come up with it. Let's see. Adam, I live in a country and have a trap rock driveway. What's that?
Oh, trap rock is like the small, it's kind of small gray rock, very small. We just had some put under our deck. Very nice.
I have extra in the side of the house to fill the front of the garage whenever it settles. This is where I pee all the time throughout the year. Is it okay to put that trap rock right in front of the garage?
Sure.
When's the last time you peed outside in public?
It's been a while. Okay. Golfing, I assume.
Yep. Adam, if you didn't have your 90 new gig and the side hustle with this show, what is your ideal job and why? What would it be? If you had to pick it, and you have 30 seconds.
Something
you have a minute, actually.
Outdoors related, like working for an outdoors company, repping something. Something that gets me outside.
You could do that in the afternoons instead of clanging and banging.
Yeah.
You know? What's on the agenda today?
Clanging and banging.
Another grad party?
No, we're done with those, thankfully.
Yeah.
Done with the ones we're throwing. We still have a couple to go to.
How many have you visited now, attended?
Oh, at least 10.
10?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot of pulled pork.
Not once.
What? Not once.
Oh, we had a little with our variety that we got.
Was Midwesterners, are we?
Man. Best food item outside of your grilled cheese, which was great. You know, I loved it.
Yeah, the stuff we had this weekend for Lawrence from that Fireside restaurant I was talking about,
We
had a bunch of different stuff, including short ribs.
In other words, magnificent. His party was the best food. We'll end it on that note.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.